Stephen, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Tonight we have Bob Holman with Salu Suso on Kora, musical accompaniment. We're going to make sound. It's exciting. I'm going to read a short introduction that I pilfered off of the internet, which is where I get all of my introductions from. And then we'll have a lovely reading, and copies of Sing This One Back to Me are available at the register for sale. So, Bob Holman. Visual aid.
Oh, wait.
Bob Holman is the founder. Bob Holman is the founder and proprietor of the Bowery Poetry Club and artistic director of Bowery Arts and Science, the nonprofit that programs the club. He is a poet most often connected with the oral tradition, live voicings of poetry and poetry in digital media, spoken word, performance, hip-hop, slam, poetry, films, wow. Endangered languages. He studied poetry at Columbia, where he now teaches, but his major poetry schooling was the Lower East Side with Allen Ginsberg, Jean Giraudoux, Anne Waldman, Pierno, Hedy Jones, and a number of other wonderful, incredible people. He was coordinator of the St. Mark's Poetry Project from 77 to 84, and the original slam master of the New Rican Poets Cafe from 88 to 96. And I can also say that I've been rattling around this neighborhood for a really long time, and I've always known who Bob Holman is. So without further ado.
You were applauding for Margarita. Let's hear one more time for Margarita for Jen back at the cash register. Because this is a real live bookshop. See it? Catch it while you can, right? And the word is that this is the last reading at this location. I love working with you. She knows how to react. But we have it from good source that this, the St. Mark's Bookshop will reopen at a nearby location, but that cannot be disclosed because it's all fucking real estate. And if you say it, it never happens, right? So that's the, at least that's what I've been told, Margarita. Do you want to make any big announcement or anything?
No
announcements.
It's like the birthday candle or something.
So I know everybody is here to see Papa Suso, and Papa is, got sick this afternoon. He says he don't know what he ate, but it was something, and it's, what happens when that happens. That's what happens. And he can't make it down. But luckily, his cousin, Sally Suso, a great hero of New York City, is here with us to sit in for his cousin.
Got it.
He's in
the
shoes.
The battery's dead?
It's a new battery.
Oh, Lord.
Now, this is Mitch Korber.
Hi, Mitch.
And Mitch is, has moved from the...
digital age.
Moved from the digital age back into analog. And yet he's still making documentation. And his radio thin air is on... M is on the MMNS, the
Wednesdays at 8:30 and 67 Poetry Thin Air in Manhattan for years.
Back to the Pleistocene, basically. And we're here just to have a party tonight, and we can stay as long as we want. So I don't know. We'll just do that. I'm loving this book from Coffee House, since Sal is here and he's all tuned up and ready to rock and roll, or Jelly Up. Why don't we do Jelly Up?
Jelly Up?
Yeah. We're considering putting the microphone in the Kora.
No, it sounds good.
I think it sounds better.
You're going to hear it.
Okay, can you hear this?
Yes.
No.
Take it off. So,
yeah, Jalia, I like a Jalia. Yeah, Jalia. I
Gajaliada. God created the art of music. God created this song, this music. This song is a celebration for the griots, spelled G-R-I-O-T-S. God doesn't know how to spell. For the jelly, J-E-L-I. The jelly are the poets of the Mandinka people of the Gambia. Every language in West Africa has its own word for this job. I like to think I have a job. Sally's got a real job. Whenever the griots perform a ceremony, we always perform this song, the Jelia song, the way of the Jeli, the way of the griots. It honors and commemorates all the poets of West Africa and the Lower East Side. And some are uptown too. Oh, yeah. You could ask, well, do you have any one specific griot that this song is about? And we'd have to say, not really. It's about everybody, all the griots. All the griots.
That's right.
You know that Sal and Papa have the same last name, Suso. But if they were in Mali, their last name would be
Sissoko.
Same. What would the word for jelly be in Bambara?
Bambara?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same
jelly.
Okay. Jelly, both languages. How about in Fulani?
Fulani, Nyangado.
Nyangado. Who's your cousin?
Wolof Gebel.
Gebel in Wolof. But everybody knows griot.
Yeah.
How about Sarahule?
Sarahule, same thing, Jali.
Jali. So those are the Mandinka languages, the Manding languages.
Yeah.
You can't have a ceremony unless you have a Jali or a griot there to announce we're having a ceremony. Thank goodness we got one with us tonight so we can have this poetry reading. You know, in the literary tradition, we got stuck with Ezra Pound for. and he said, now, well, we believe this, you know, the avant-garde believes, you know, make it new. That's the way we got to do it. We got to make it new because you can read everything that came before, so therefore, make it new. Well, what I've been learning from Papa Suso and from Salu Suso is that in the oral tradition, it's not to make it new so much as it is to carry it on, pass it on, the tradition. Because you can't go to the book to read everything and then, I'm going to make it new. Hey, horse riders, how brave you are to face the enemies, I mean the enemies of peace, the enemies of peace-loving people. Tighten your belts, oh horse riders, fight hard, so that peace will remain on earth. A la lake of Jaliada. Jelimuso.
Jelimuso.
Jelikeru.
Namu.
Namo. All female griots, all male griots, hold strong to the tradition. The practice brought to you a gift from your ancestors, passed down voice by voice, generation to generation. Long, long tradition. Always try to keep, because this is who we are, because we know who we are. We know where we came from. This is the meaning of history. This is the meaning of poetry.
Namo.
Namo. This is the song of Jelia. Yay, Jelia. Alaleka. Jeliada. What Papa Suso taught me, and I think it's the one thing you can say, you probably heard me say it before, but, you know, there is a tendency to think of the languages that were being spoken before writing as being pre-literate languages. While what I have learned is that it ain't pre-anything. You know, it's like saying, oh, a book, it's just pre-digital. And that's what's going to happen. That's right where we are right now. That's exactly where we are.
Yes,
right. We are there. You know, I mean, right now I say to Nikhil Melnichuk over here, who's a poet and a filmmaker and one of the new executive directors of Bowery Arts and Science that runs the Bowery Poetry Club. The Bowery reopens today. The website is up. That you know, that he writes with a camera, but the only reason you say that you write with a camera is because writing is the way that we have learned and love, right? The way we carry on our wisdom. I hate to break the news to you, Bill, but there was poetry before there was writing.
Shocked.
Bill, if you're going to walk out now, just walk on now.
I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, in those days, the book was, of course, the person. Sal was the book, because he had the poems. And it still goes on in that part of the world. Such a strong tradition, and it's a way to keep orality, which is what the consciousness we can call orality. And it is absolutely the equivalent of literacy. It's just that you have a different means of remembering, a different means of transmission. Instead of going to the book, you go to the person. Just like now, instead of going to the book, we go to the Wicca Waka Wooka. You know? The interweb. It's got everything there. It may not be true. Although, Margarita, you did a very good job there.
Of I have your website.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad I updated. How about, you want to do, why don't you do Alaleika and I'll do How Cora Was Born. Okay, good. All right. You asked for it.
Yes.
How was this instrument, the Cora, born? How was it born, you may ask? And now we're going to find out.
I don't like it. Sila wo Namage Wabe Karabaide Aravaro Gentlebaide Alarage Namage.
This story begins long, 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 long ago. So long ago that it was a place, not a time. There was a man. He was so alone. The only person he could talk to was Africa. Luckily, there was a tree nearby. That's where his partner was hiding. Listen close. All the sun and the water were condensed into a single tiny block, which the man planted in the sandy soil. And he blew on that spot. Any time he blew, he thought he heard something. Oh, Jali, what he was hearing was, of course, his partner singing.
Yeah.
The man didn't even know what singing was, because he could only talk. He couldn't sing yet. So he blew and he listened. And he blew and he listened. And he blew, listen, blew, listen, blew, listen, blew, listen, blew. And the plant pushed out from the soil. It pushed out dark green and it began to twist and grow. It was a vine reaching for the breath. It was stretching towards the song because it was already made out of the sun and the rain. Do you remember? So at the end of that vine, that's where there was a calabash. And the tree, it wasn't a tree anymore. It was the neck and the handles. And that's when the man's partner, Sabakadane, oh, that's another story. Yeah, another story. But they're asking this question about the breath and the singing and the vines. Well, I draw your attention now to the 21 strings of the kora. And now you say, what about the bridge? You can't even see it. And what about this cowhide here? And what about these rings that tie the strings to the neck so that you can tune the kora? Hey, what about these thumbtacks? What about the thumbtacks that hold the cowhide taut over the calabash? And there's a resonator hole right there where the money goes. Right there, resonator hole. Well, you go right on talking about all that, Bob. Because I'm playing kora now. And the next time, I'll tell you about the cow. Why can't you do common casamance? What can
you do? Some cosmos?
Yeah, cosmos. Oh, you don't have to change tuning. Don't change tuning. We don't have to do that. Unless you want to. I don't know.
It's a second.
It just takes a second. Well, while you're doing that, I'll read a poem. The first part of this book has ekphrastic poems in it, poems written about other art, inspired by art, right? So this is part of Van Gogh's violin. It's called Good. Good morning, Vincent. It is early May, 1889. Time to get up and paint wheat field with rising sun. Hurry, before all the firmament starts to fall apart again. Right now, it's all singing. Good morning, Vincent. I'll read this one because this is one Elaine Equi picked out as her favorite. It's called Perfectly Great. It would be great to eat an apple, but there in the tree, it is perfect. What's it doing? How about Cumbicha Cantaba? Can we do that with Casamance?
Okay,
we're going to do it. Never before in the history of jelly life. Oh, as they say, what is it? In a world where Casamance, which is the region of Senegal, you know, Senegal completely surrounds Gambia, where Sal and Papa are from. Rumor has it that the Gambia was formed because the British sent a warship up the Gambia River. You heard this story?
Yeah.
You want to tell it?
No, you tell it.
Ah. He told me, so I tell you. They sent a warship up there shooting cannonballs, and wherever the cannonballs landed, that was Gambia. It's about 12 to 13 miles on either side. Sounds a little bit like Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Cumbicha Cantaba. I like this one a lot. It's a funny one. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Dancing Johnny is allowed. Oh, Cantaba. Cumbicha Cantaba. It's sort of short, so gotta stick with it, but it's a funny one about a guy. It's a story, too.
Yeah, Cumbicha Cantaba. Aliba Cumbicha Cantaba. Aliba Cumbicha Cantaba.
God hates him. Okay? Great opening line. Of course, the opening line is, this is a song. But that's what Cumbicha Cantaba actually means, is that to the extent that whatever he does, there's God shaking his head and wondering, why isn't he doing something else?
Namu.
Namu!
Cumbicha Cantaba.
Namu. 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 Okay, makes it all the way into Senegal and Mali, his story does. Because when he was a baby, his clothes didn't fit. And then they tried some old worn-out clothes, and they put those on him. And guess what? Oh, my goodness! They just fit so good. It was rags is going to be this guy's wardrobe. Woo! Cumbicha Cantaba.
Cumbicha Cantaba. Cumbicha Cantaba, everybody.
Everybody. Kumbhija Kantaba. Everybody. Kumbhija Kantaba. Ha! That's his name. God hates him. Kumbhija Kantaba. Ha!
They're getting the joke.
They're getting it. Guess what he liked to eat? Leftovers. Yeah. He was a loser at school. Lessons he didn't stay in his head. His teachers nicknamed him Kumbhija Frustration Kantaba. Whoa! He tried to get a job then, and you know what? He couldn't even get an interview.
That's right.
Oh, poor Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Everybody know. Kumbhija Kantaba. Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Namo. He's a very hard-working man. Got no luck at all. So he goes to a big feast, and his food turns to mud. Yeah. The other people's food is good. Tubanyu, maize, delicious. Sanyo, millet, incredibly tasty. Mano, rice, wow. Even Gio, water, thirst-quenching water. Gio turns to blood. Oh, getting heavy, Bob. It's got a big moral, this story. Are we ready for the moral? Because it's supposed to be a short one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, one day he goes and sits under a big jalo tree.
Namo.
God, he cries to the skies. God, I did everything. I tried everything I could, but no success. I've never enjoyed anything. God, please, go ahead and kill me. And just then, a big branch falls off the tree and lands right beside him. Kumbhija Kantaba jumps up and runs off shouting, "Now I understand everything!" Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba.
Kumbhija Kantaba. Kumbhija Kantaba.
Well, you know, there are three parts in this. What a cover, huh? It doesn't look like a book.
Wow.
Whoa.
Really?
It's three parts. The first part are these ekphrastic poems. The second part are these translations with Papa Suso and that Sal and I are doing. The last part are poems about about very personal poems about Elizabeth and my daughters and all, and you know, the family and all of that. Mm. So we won't read any of those. You want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
read you. How about poem for my daughters in the new year? Does that sound? Yeah. That sounds like good. Do you want to play?
Sure.
All right. Let me hear what you're going to play.
Which year?
That is. We'll talk later. When they were little. Little. And they're 30 and 28 now.
Whoa.
Sophie's married. Daisy's been living with her boyfriend longer than Sophie has known her husband. What does that mean?
Long time ago.
Poem for my daughters in the new year. Diving straight down at our red chimney, the green is powering up at me. Electric lines give off blue sparks. The clouds are layers of white and pink sharks. I see the city like Oz over my wing. What can I give you now? Anything? Sophie, you are 12 and making up a world brashly. Daisy, you are 9 and dreaming in an envelope cozily. I have a poem for each of you with love and your name, because to me they mean the same. Okay, let's do another thing sort of like that. Bye, Ra. Thanks for coming and everything else you do. Let's do 2 poems for Elizabeth, or 3. They're short, and we'll just do that. Okay. Washing your hair. Here it is late, as usual, alone and desiring. Where are you? Is you are not here to wash your hair. Desiring, late, alone, with everything changing slowly under stem, a little distance like a foot. Metaphors grow here. Sew on a button using your hair. Distortion is distinction. Lachrymosity slides tender shoot. No weight in your physicality anyway. And I can wait. Love for Elizabeth. Your hand throws out as you sleep and brushes another body, lands and settles on the other body, except it is your hand and it is my body. In passing, mention quickly a lung, one only, that holds air for entire planets. Well, when the elevator decides on its own how many floors, there you go. For kissing complaints, stand over here in the sadness line. When she passed from life, I remember that last kiss. And following was a moment, boats appearing on dry land. They were rescue boats making headway against the wind. Just hold on a bit longer. Just hold on to me. How y'all doing?
Good.
This is the St. Mark's Bookshop, and this new book from Coffee House Press, my pal Alan Kornblum said to me in 1974, "Just gotta publish your poems." So we got around to it. What can I say? Thank you, Alan. And thank you, St. Mark's Bookshop, for being here.
Yes.
And I want to introduce you. You guys met Nikhil a minute ago, and Adam is... There's Nikhil.
I'm just
And Adam left. No wonder I was going to introduce Adam. But Nikhil, you've got to talk here with the Book in Hand crew right here. These guys in 2002 started reading Patterson at the Bowery Poetry Club. And they actually finished Patterson, which is an amazing thing. And now they're reading Robert Creeley, but they've read in between every book ever written. Or something like that. And they want to talk to you about maybe now that the Bowery Poetry Club is reopening, maybe they can come back. So, woo! I like this guy's attitude. I don't know. It's feeling to me like I should do one more. And that, you know? Is that a good feeling? We'll do one more. Oh, it's perfect. We've got, one more is perfect. Well, I think it ought to be a big poem from the Jelia tradition. Okay. So, I've got, I've got, actually got Kyra. We could do Kyra.
Okay.
Or do you want to do Alalaika, I got? Or I got. Let's
just
take
a second.
Oh, well, as long as we're taking a second, I'll read one more poem here. How about, would you? This is the poem that I read. I was invited to participate in the Stomp, the National Poetry Slam of Wales, as part of this film I'm doing on endangered languages. So. I'll read the poem that I read there, which is called Fokir Homa Dwin Fokin Duskir Fokin Gumraig Diner Tidal, which translates to Fuck Off, I'm a Fucking Welsh Fucking Learner. That's the title. So you can see I was really going to get over with that. Roin Taimlo Veli Reik Ochen Hang Oli Freuder Barth Amerikaner Tumfat Ung Hang Oli Stomp. I feel like the red dragon in the middle of battle. You know, the red dragon is on the flag of Wales, right? And the Welsh believe that the red dragon and the white dragon are underground, waiting for the right moment to come up and finally do the final apocalyptic battle. And the white dragon is, of course, England. And the red dragon is Wales. So I thought I would really get over in the slam, in the stomp here, by saying, like, I feel like the red dragon in the middle of battle. You know, get everybody on my side. But the next line, which goes, as you'll recall, Barth Americanaith, American poet, Tumfat unhang oli stomp. Stupid, Tumfat, stupid American poet in the middle of the stomp. Isio im the hiriad din possibiliad isio in gafiriad din. It's amazing how I can rap in Welsh, isn't it? Din the finiad u worthu widiad a destroyer the finiad. Want an apology? No possibility. My address? The contradiction of definition. Definition demolition. A dachin gubat palm? Mitludai, thach kipam, achos modem fokken duskir fokken gumrai, dimpam. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a fucking Welsh fucking learner. That's why. Hen gokira va nangil, man on gubat, beth doi tia minai freud, on super skermain quisco gnaud, old river boatman death. He knows it. What art thou and I, brother, but this uniform of bones and flesh? To go to Finishaw, Ilchod, our Reich, Ifarodi, our Williams Perry, our T.H. Parry Williams, in the new Imperialist Americanite. The above line, stolen on your behalf from R. Williams Perry and T.H. Parry Williams, in the name of American imperialism. Fauna digiana bonathagessai, ladies and gentlemen, Vasenith Guntav of Gunhanath. My first line of Gunhanath, which is the extraordinary and unique poetic construct that the Welsh base their poetry on. The only language in the world that has the kanhanath, which is best translated as consonant chime. How the beginning consonants of words in a line mirror each half of the line. It's a little complicated to talk about, but you get the idea. And why would you want to have Welsh around when you can now speak English? Because otherwise we wouldn't have this extraordinary, which has been around since the 1100s, these kanhanath. So when I did this, and now I'll skip to the end. Baby, baby, or unik ford, o atal gerthon, o kusini, kusini, thle my pop kusan un dod, un air gumbraig, un vi mahin ailand of Freudwidian. Baby, baby, the only way to stop this poem is to kiss, kiss, where each kiss becomes a word. In Welsh, in my big head of dreams. And of course, did I win the slam? You'll have to wait till the PBS show comes out to see what happens.
I bet you won.
So we're going to do Alalaika. Kyra, sorry. Kyra, do you know what Kyra means?
Kyra means peace.
Peace.
Love.
Peace. Love. Understand.
Blessing.
Peace. Blessing, too. I didn't know that. Yeah. Kyra is a word. It's the word for peace. Let's... you can all say Kyra.
Kyra. Kyra.
They're already, we're finished with the song. We don't even have to do it. I'm saying song and poem kind of interchangeably here. That's part of the orality of it, because the poets in this tradition play musical instruments. Not all griots play kora, and not all kora players sing either. For example, Tomani Diabate may be the most famous. Is he a griot?
Sure, he's a griot.
He's a griot, but he doesn't sing.
Yeah.
But Balake Sissoko, cousin of Saliu, actually Balake's sister was Papa Suso's second wife. And their son, Karamo, now lives out in California. And he plays kora. That just passed down. One change is that now the daughters are learning to play kora. Okay, now that we've gone far enough away from it, what's the word for peace in Mandinka? Oh, these guys, they passed the I think you can hear Kyra, how it plays off the kora, Kyra. Always feels to me like the rhythm of this is, of all kora songs, is walking.
It's got the camel.
The griot is always walking from one place to another to try to get enough money to stay alive.
Kaira ne urala, kaira ne urala, alma jebi molula, mana mana kuma kana vela uluma. Kaira ne urala, kaira ne urala, alma jebi molula, mana mana kuma kana vela uluma.
Oh, how Saliu Suso loves the word Kyra. Saliu Suso, the internet griot with a BA degree.
Namu.
Namu is the original call and response. It means go on and do it, man. Papa Suso is with us tonight also. He's the one who helped me translate this song first. We miss you, Papa, and wish you all the Häagen-Dazs vanilla you can ever have. Please listen to the word Kyra. Are we going to say it together?
Kyra.
Slavery is over. That's what peace means. 1945, West Africa. All of these words and histories kept in the song. All over the world, world war was happening. Cairo. But in West Africa, in Senegal, Gambia, 1945 was the year slavery was abolished. And no more slaves means
Cairo.
Peace.
Cairo, Cairo! Kaira, Kaira, America. Kaira, Kaira. Kaira, Kaira, Africa. Kaira, Australia. Kaira, Europa.
Oh, wow.
Kaira, Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Kaira, Antarctica. South Pole, North Pole.
No, oh, yeah.
Kaira, Syria.
No.
Kaira, Kaira.
Kaira everywhere. Asia, Kaira, Syria, Kaira, even U.S. political prisoners. Let's hear it for Chelsea. Chelsea Manning, Kaira. And there was a rich man in Guinea, name of Kairaba Touré. You know this part?
Namo.
His name was Peace Kairaba, and he loved peace. So it was all together. And there was a great, 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 great balafon player. I'm talking.
Namo.
Tening Sori.
Tening Sori Kuyate.
Kuyate Giabate.
Tening Sori Giabate.
Who saw this and rededicated Kaira to this patron of the arts, Kairaba Touré. You gotta get everybody in there. Oh, peace.
Kaira.
Kaira.
Kaira. Kaira.
The jelly are singing Kaira.
Kaira.
The people who come from the slave families.
Kaira.
They still call themselves slaves, but they walk around, only now they follow no one.
Kaira.
What are they doing? They're looking for work, Kaira. Just like everybody else. And the power struggles go on to this day, and the Cora plays the contradictions, and Sal and I are making the contradictions unify, and we understand that the orality consciousness is something we're feeling tonight as we carry on the Jelia, Jelia, da, Alalaika Jelia, da. And there's a word for peace that you'll always remember. And that word is...
Kaira.
Oh, yeah. Wherever we go, we'll always have some Kaira with us after tonight. And Ms. Cora also. And Bob Holman. And there is Margarita behind the counter. So, you know, come up and talk. And if you bring a book, it will be signed. And it's been a really wonderful evening here at the St. Mark's Bookshop. And I know there will be many more, and I'll see you down at the new club also. Thanks so much for coming here.